We learned at the beginning of the Masechta, as a matter of fact, at the very beginning of the Masechta, that a person cannot be mafresh trumas from his friend's peiros without his friend knowing about it. Well, suppose we have partners over here. Reuven and Shimon are partners in peiros, and one of them was mafresh truma on his chelik and on his friend's chelik, but he didn't tell his friend about it. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hashutafin partners shetarmu zeh achar zeh. Two partners separated truma. Each one did it for himself and for his friend, one after the other. So remember we said an average person gives 1/50th, right? Again, what's the shear for truma? Midaraisa chita achas peteres esakri. One kernel of wheat patras a whole pile, but the Rabbanan said an ayin yafa will give 1/40th. An average person 1/50th. And an ayin ra will give 1/60th. Remember, with fractions, the bigger the number, the less it is, right? A 40th out of 100 is 2.5. A 50th of 100 is 2. 2 times 50 is 100. And a 60th out of 100 is less than 2. It's 1.666. Well, let's say Reuven and Shimon are average people. They give a 50th, okay? Let's say they have 50 sav wheat. So Reuven comes and says, okay, let me separate Truma over here. No, we have 50 sa. So I'm going to give 1 sa. Hello, Reb Reuven, you only own half. You should be giving a half a sa. Now, give a Shimon also. Now Shimon comes along, says the same thing. Oh, let me separate Truma. He doesn't know Reuven did it already. I'll give 1 sa. But Reb Shimon, you only own 25. You should give half a sa. Okay, I'll do for Reuven also. That's what it means. Hashutfin shetarmu zeh chazeh. Where the two partners separate truma, one after the other, and each one did it for the other. So Rabbi Akiva says, trumas shneim truma. Both of their trumas are truma. What does this mean? Both of their trumas are truma. Half of what each one separated becomes truma for his chelik. And we say, no, Reuven, you are misakein. You're 25 over here out of the 50, because you own 50%, and Shimon, you are misakein. You're 25. If Reuven was only fixing 25, he gave double as much. He should have given only a half a saw. A half a saw would be 1/50th of 25. And Shimon also, if you were only being misakein, you're 25. You should have given a half a saw instead of a saw. So it happens automatically. Because Reb Reuven, you only had a right to give truma here on 25 out of the 50. Only 25 out of the 50 is yours. I'm not assuming Shimon agreed you should be mafresh truma for him. So maybe you said you're giving a saw, half for you, half for Shimon, but the half for Shimon doesn't count. And the same is true for Shimon. Shimon, you gave a whole saw, but you half of what you gave was on 25, it doesn't belong to you. So only half of what you gave is truma. We're going to see soon our problems aren't over yet with this, but let's go weiter. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say, truma sarishain truma. The truma of the first shutif, of Reuven, is truma for everything. The Chachamim say, look, why would these partners mind if the other partner gave truma for them? Shimon went and gave truma on his own. That's because he didn't know that Reuven was already mafresh truma. That if he would have known that Reuven was already mafresh truma for everything, he would have said, oh, shkayach Reuven. He's not losing anything by it. He would have to give truma anyway. So assuming that Reuven and Shimon are happy that the other partner gave the whole truma. So when Reuven came first, and he said, I'm giving a whole saw, half for me, half for Shimon. Fine, that whole saw becomes truma. Half is for Reuven's part, half is for Shimon's part. When Shimon comes and he separates truma, that's nothing. That's a mistake. Truma was already given. You can't give truma twice. Rabbi Yossi says, well, it depends. Im Torum Harishan Kishir, if Reuven gave, like we said in our marshal, a saw, which is 1 out of 50, then ain't truma sasheni truma. Then Shimon's truma is not truma at all. V'im loy Torum Harishan Kishir. But if Reuven did not give the average here, which is 1/50th, then truma sasheni truma. Then when Shimon comes to give truma, that truma is truma. Rabbi Yossi is explaining the words of the Chacham. It's not a third shita. Rabbi Yossi is explaining that when the Chachamim said over here, no, when Reuven gave one saw, that was a 50th on the whole thing, both to Reuven and Shimon, and it's a done deal. The truma has been given. When Shimon comes and gives truma again, that's just a mistake. It's nothing. That's if the first one, Taka, gave exactly one saw, which is a 50th of the total amount. But if Reuven didn't give enough, then Shimon's truma would be considered truma. So again, we're going to assume when Shimon hears Reuven did the normal thing, he gave a 50th of the average amount that a regular person gives, Shimon would probably be very happy that Reuven did that. It's as if he gave him rishus to start with. Another pshat, says the Bat Tanura, that it doesn't make a difference what Reuven gave. Let's say Reuven gave a 40th, or he gave a 50th, or he gave a 60th. If Shimon comes along and he does the same thing, so we see, you agree with the amount that Reuven gave. And Mimela, your truma now is meaningless because you have no problem with what Reuven did, with what Reuven did for you. He did exactly what you're planning to do. Vaharaya, that's what you did. But if Reuven gave one shear and you give a different shear, Shimon, so we're not going to say Reuven gave for you because obviously he doesn't know how much you want to give. So again, we have Reuven and Shimon over here. And we have 50 so. Each one owes 25 so. Reuven came along and he gives the 50th. But not a 50th of 25, which is his chaylik. He gives a whole so, which is a 50th of the whole thing. And then Shimon comes along and does the same thing. Rabbi Akiva said, what Reuven gave is truma and what Shimon gave is truma. Because Rabbi Akiva does not assume that Reuven is maskim that Shimon should give truma for him, or that Shimon is maskim that Reuven should give truma for him. And you can't give truma for someone else if that person didn't give rishus. Now, here's the problem. We said before there's a problem. So Rabbi Akiva says, okay, so what each one gave is truma. So what each one gave is half truma, half cholin. That means that when Reuven gave his saw, half the saw becomes truma, and the other half is still tevel. No one gave truma from the other half. The other half is from his partner's payres. When Shimon comes and he gives his saw, it's also only half of it is truma. What's the other half? Tevel. So the saw that Reuven gave and the saw that Shimon gave is really half truma, half tevel. And memela, a non-kohen can't eat either one. Not from the first saw, not from the second saw. It has to be sold to a kohen. You can take the money for the chulin part, but not for the truma part. The kohen that's going to buy it, he's going to have to make sure to separate truma simaisris on the half that's tevel. He's going to have to do it from some other payers that he has. One more thing. Take a look here in the Melech HaShloim. When Reuven comes and he gives a whole saw, Reuven, you only have to give a half a saw. 1/50th of 25 is a half a saw. Okay, I'll give for myself, I'll give for Shimon. Now Shimon comes along and he takes off also a saw, half for himself and half for Reuven. We're talking about a case where Shimon didn't know that Reuven already did it. But let's say that Shimon knows for a fact that Reuven did this. And he goes and gives truma again. So what do you mean? You know that Reuven gave truma for you. Why are you giving truma again? If you knew what Reuven did and you're doing it again, you're clearly showing us that you're not masking to what Reuven did. So it must be talking about a case where when Shimon repeated what Reuven did, he did not know what Reuven did. So, Aklaponim. We have the Shutvin. Each one gave truma for the other. Rabbi Kiva says they're both considered truma. The Chachamim say we would assume that the Shutvin have no problem, that the other one gave truma for them. And therefore, the first one who was mafrish truma, his truma is truma. The whole saw. And when Shimon comes and he's mafrish truma, that's nothing. It's just a mistake. He thought Reuven didn't do it. But truma was already given for everything. And Rabbi Yossi explains what the Chachamim say. This is assuming that Reuven Taka took off the shear, the 1/50th. But if he didn't take off, according to the shear, if he didn't take off a 50th, who says Shimon is maskim? Another pshat. What does it mean, kishir? Not necessarily a 50th. The shear means, look, being that there's technically a choice, either a 40th or a 50th or a 60th, so whatever Reuven did, we have to see what Shimon is doing. If Shimon does the exact same thing, So we assume he's happy with what Reuven did. So fine, so Reuven already did it. But if Reuven does one thing and Shimon does something else, so obviously you're not masking with what Reuven did. And even according to the Chachamim, we can't simply say that Reuven's truma is the only truma.